This I Believe. Lewis Cutlow is by profession an insurance man. However, he is better known as an explorer and photographer, whose insatiable curiosity and interest in people started him on his world travels at the age of 21. As a result of his exciting explorations in Africa, he co-produced Savage Splendor, a full-length Technicolor documentary. While in South America, he filmed Jungle Headhunters. He is also the author of Passport to Adventure and Amazon Headhunters. Here now is Lewis Cutlow.
I have spent many years of my life traveling, on and off the beaten track. Some people have asked me, what are you running away from? Well, I'm not running away from anything. I am, in fact, a comparatively contented person. I enjoy my work as an insurance man. I like my home and my friends immensely. The reason for my wandering to so many far places is closely bound up with my basic beliefs. I am interested in people, all kinds of people. I believe in human nature. At the core of every person, there is something good, and in most cases, that goodness is not hard to find if I believe in it and look for it. It is reassuring, heartwarming, and spiritually rewarding to find the same qualities of goodness in people everywhere, not just among my business associates and my friends at the club, but also among pygmies in Africa and headhunters in South America. There is evil everywhere too, I guess, cruelty, selfishness, dishonesty. But I believe these characteristics are more superficial than the good qualities of human beings. The good things in people go deeper, last longer. They are the qualities that come to the fore when the chips are really down. Every exploration I make reaffirms this truth to me. Evil is acquired, an ugly dress that can be cast aside, dirt that can be washed away. Good is inherent, the real person underneath. For example, to us the most striking habits of the headhunting Hebrew Indians who live in the jungles at the headwaters of the Amazon are repulsive, vicious, cruel, and evil. They cut off the heads of their enemies in a bloody raid, shrink them to the size of a fist, then drunkenly dance around them. On the other hand, I found that they were shocked at the wholesale killing by bomb and shell of our civilized nations. When I tried to explain the worthy aims that lay behind our wars, I was told of the good aims behind their headhunting, a deeply religious motivation. In fact, concerned with the peace of soul of their departed relatives. The cruelty of the headhunter, as with us, usually springs from a mistaken notion of how to accomplish something good. I looked beyond the obvious bad practices of the headhunters and saw good, the same good that we practice and preach. A Hebrew Indian is a devoted husband or wife. He is an infinitely kind and patient parent. He is warm and friendly when he receives friendship. He opens his house and his larder and his heart to the stranger who is honest and decent. Without the loving care of a Hebrew chief and his family, I might never have survived a serious illness that struck me while deep in the jungle. In all my years of exploring among savage peoples, I have never once been robbed, cheated, harmed, or even threatened, perhaps because I never carry a gun. What we call good is the same thing the headhunter and the pygmy call good. Goodness is universal. Evil is transient and changing. Being capable of change, evil can be overcome. And I believe that sometime the human race will get over the lying, the killing, the selfishness. Only goodness in man will essentially remain strong, basic, unalterable, the common spark of divinity in us all.
That was Lewis Cutlow, well-known explorer, photographer, and author, who lives in New York City.